So you guys are making your way downtown.
There it is.
Making our way downtown.
To the diner, to eat right at the diner. And yeah, it's a diner. Like, it's just, you know, it's just in the future. So you guys are in front of it now, all four of you standing in front of a diner. What would you like to do?
Can I go up to the host?
It's a diner. There's no host. You just walk in and seat yourself.
Okay. I go sit down in a booth.
Okay.
We'll go with
you. Yeah, we join.
I like the idea of just Astrid going in on her own, just sitting by herself.
We're just going to sit back and watch what happens.
Yeah, and yeah. I just stare at my coffee cup with my huge gun and sword on my back.
Yeah.
Did you wear them into the diner?
No, you I broke your gun. Yeah, I took it apart.
Yeah, no, you guys could have dropped your stuff back off on the ship and then get it later when you need to.
Oh, right.
You can have your sidearms with you.
I want to describe the personal HUD, the little visor. It doesn't look like the one in the book. It's just designer shades.
Nice.
Subtle.
Very nice.
Very squid.
All right. So, yeah, so you guys are in the diner. You take your seat and a lady comes up to you. She has a name tag that happens to say Anna on it. And she sets four coffee cups in front of you and fills them all up and says, "What are you guys having today?"
Pancakes, please.
Okay. Yeah. What about the rest of you?
Can I have the slinger with a side of bacon?
Absolutely. Sure. Slinger.
Just a coffee for me. Thanks.
Okay.
And a water. wants a water also.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, okay. She writes that down. Just coffee and you, sir.
Yes, I'll have a fruit cup and an oatmeal, but I wonder if you could spare a moment for us too after we get our orders. I believe we have some questions for you, Anna.
About what?
Well, we could talk more when you get our food. I think he needs his pancakes, but we hear you've been witness to some foul play of late.
Oh, God, that, yeah, hold on. And she goes back and she puts the order in and waits a few minutes, and she comes back out with all your guys' food and your cup of water.
And coffee.
You already have coffee.
She brought the coffee. Right,
oh, okay, great.
It was one of those, she had the, yeah, pot.
Wonderful.
Yep, so yeah, she sets it all down. It's like, I mean, I already talked to the police, but what do you guys want to know?
Mostly just, can you describe when, what you saw happened?
Yeah, I was getting off work and I just walked outside and walked, there's an alley right next door, and saw Timothy there just stabbing a guy to death.
Jeez.
And called the police, but by the time they got there, he'd already left.
Did you know who he stabbed?
No.
Did it look like he took anything?
I have no idea.
Can you describe what Timothy looked like?
You guys already know what he looks like.
Oh.
I described it earlier.
But it probably corroborates that.
Yeah,
a grizzled, intimidating individual.
Did you happen to see which way he went?
No, I hid.
Understandably.
Why do you guys want to know?
We're looking for him.
Okay.
He needs to be turned into the proper authorities.
I would agree, because I've heard he's killed some more. They found more bodies attributed to him, so.
We're hoping we can make sure that he doesn't get the chance to do that again.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah, that's all I really know. I don't know what direction he went, but.
You don't know any places he may frequent?
I don't even know who this guy is.
Okay.
What time of day was this?
It was nighttime.
Nighttime. Just in the alleyway after work.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he dragged the guy down there or they came from the other direction. I'm not entirely sure.
But he was stabbing them in that alleyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did he see you?
No idea. I pretty much saw it, ran back in here, and called the cops.
And he was gone. You said he was gone by the time.
By the time they got there.
Okay. We should go check out the alleyway.
I was going to say the same
thing. Yeah, we can look for some clues. I'm going to give her my virtual business card. Just like, if you hear anything else, or if you need any protection, should something happen, please let us know.
Sure. Thank you. Yeah. I'll let you know if I need it. Hopefully I don't.
Hopefully, and also, not. Can I get, this is mostly cantaloupe. Could I get a different? Sorry to be that kind of person. It's just
and some fine. Honey, some honeydew.
I was expecting at least one strawberry or grape, even.
She replaces she replaces your fruit cup and moves you guys to your meal.
Sorry, I'm that person.
Everyone deduct 10 credits for your, well, except for Kaylin, you deduct 1 credit because all you had was coffee and water.
That's right.
I want to know Commander Kaylin's morning routine.
Lick a stamp and smoke a cigarette, probably.
Lick a stamp. What is
that? Was so specific.
Wait, didn't you say you like collect? Oh no, you collect miniatures. That's what it was.
Yeah, so model ships.
That is a joke from the Bob and Tom show, years ago. Easily, it was I forget what the name of like the thing was, but it was a guy interviewing like a supermodel.
Mm.
I forget who the model was. It was like an actual like named person. And she was talking
her
about
diet?
Her, she was saying her diet was, she started off with a glass of juice. And he's like, no, that's too much. Lick a stamp, smoke a cigarette. That'll keep you fit. Something like
wow.
that.
That'll
wow.
keep you fit.
It'll keep it you in shape or something like that. Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah,
it's not good advice. But, yeah, so yeah, when that's all done, when you're done eating your food and drinking your water, yeah, you guys can head right into the alleyway. Looks like whatever the on the surface stuff is all gone. So like it's cleaned up. You can still see like the chalk outline a little bit, you know, where the guy was, but it's mostly gone by now. What would you guys like to do? What are you looking for, I should say?
Something out of place or something left behind?
Yeah, anything left behind is a good starting point.
So, you two, because I know you don't have investigate, unless you do. I know you don't have investigate, Astrid.
No.
Does Kayla have investigate?
I do not.
So, you guys are just going to make flat intelligence rolls. Eventually, I will start penalizing you for those, but not right now because I don't feel like it. But you guys will make your investigate intelligence rolls.
Right, and I was thinking specifically, I want to look for... I know the forensics team would have already scrubbed this, but I just want to use my life sciences kit and just sort of look for any sort of biological traces or anything.
So that would be... Yeah, I'll let you do that with that. Maybe that plus one bonus for that.
Okay.
Also, I want to... See, I want to have Nelly start looking into the locations of each of the attacks and see if there's a pattern that can be discerned from that.
Boy, you got it, boss.
So when I'm rolling, you said it's investigate plus what?
Intelligence.
Intelligence, okay.
And then one plus for your one life from sciences that. Kit, yeah.
I got a 7.
Okay. That.
Okay, those are double ones. That's 5.
Ooh. You can say your rolls out loud, Richard.
I got a 7.
Okay. I got a 6.
I'm so used to my other group.
No. Say them out loud, please, for the audience.
You're right. I got a 7.
I rolled a 6.
Wow. That's bad.
No, it's a daylight alleyway. It's nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys, they did a really good job scrubbing everything down. So you guys don't really see anything out of place, unfortunately.
Oh, wow. So more in terms of... Why this alleyway? I want to see, were there multiple escape routes? Was this a really open alleyway at both ends?
It was open on both sides.
Yeah.
So.
Are there any business security cameras that are facing?
No.
Okay.
No, those would have gotten looked through.
Hmm.
Well, I hope that EI, Nelly, comes up with something good with that map.
Yeah. Is there any other witnesses? On that list?
There was Anna, and then there was another person named Carl.
Do we know who the victim was?
His name was Anton.
Oh, no.
He had no family on this planet. He has family, they're just not here.
Okay.
What about friends?
It doesn't go that specific.
Did the police discern any connection between any of the victims?
Nelly hasn't gotten back to you yet.
Fair enough.
Let's find Carl.
Okay. Carl lives. He does not currently have a job. He lives in an apartment building a couple blocks away.
Let's go.
All right. So you guys get there. It's a middle to low kind of quality apartment. So The door to the front, though, is locked.
I'm gonna knock on the door.
Okay, well, it's the door to the building, so there's no one there.
Oh.
There is a...
Is there a buzz box? Can we buzz...
There is a buzz
unit
box.
Unit 9 or whatever?
Yes, okay. So you have the apartment, so you can buzz that. Who would like to speak?
Someone diplomatic.
I have Persuade.
Okay.
Persuade and Carouse.
Okay. So yeah, sounds like you'll be the best speaker then. What were you going to say? He answers, yeah, what do you want?
Hey, excuse me, Carl. We are... We heard that you were witness to a crime and we needed to touch base with you. I'm sure you've already spoken with the police, but we're looking for some additional information.
Make a intelligence persuade.
Well, I was like, is it social? What?
13.
Yeah. Wow. Mm. All right. Oh, shit. Yeah, absolutely. Hold on. And then you hear the thing buzz and doors unlocked. You guys can...
Perfect.
Waltz on in there.
Thank you. We'll be right up.
All right. So when you get to his apartment and you go up there, there's no elevator. You take the stairs. That's like seven flights of steps.
Accessible. Of course it is.
But
I'm ready.
So you get to the top and you knock on the door. He opens it up. And at first he is startled because there's four of you. And he didn't realize there's going to be more than just you. He's like, oh,
I did
shit.
Say we. Sorry.
That's true. It's like, oh shit. Yeah, come on in. What do you need to know?
Just wanted to know if you could walk us through what you saw, when and where, and any details or anything that stood out to you about this guy.
Well, it was 3 days ago and I had just finished, walking out of a job interview and it was middle of the day and I actually walked past the guy. This Timothy guy, I walked past him and he proceeded to just tackle this random lady that was behind me and just, you know, one quick cut and then hopped off and ran down the street some more and then he ducked into an alley and that was that.
Another alley.
I called the cops and they collected this lady's body and That was about it.
Is this alleyway nearby?
It's like
the place where you were interviewing.
It's like a mile from here. Okay. He gives you the address so you guys can go there. He doesn't want to go back there.
Oh, understandable. So. Well, Ash, do you have any more of those cards?
Any more? Yes. I'll give him my virtual business card.
You have as many as you need.
Little phone beep. You know, check in. Yes, please let us know if anything else comes up. We are here to help. We're trying to get this man behind bars.
All right. So while you guys are walking on down to this establishment, Astrid, make an intelligence recon check, please.
Five.
Wow. No. Okay. So, you guys are walking down that way, and you, Astrid, proceed to feel, and you guys hear it, but it's really quick, so you guys get a chance to, that's what the recon check was for, is basically just kind of see, Astrid, someone comes out from the alleyway and attempts to stab you.
Oh, no.
And succeeds.
Whoa. Oh, no.
With my 14 armor?
Well, that's not the roll I have to go over. Remember, that's just how much the damage is reduced.
No. He's not going to be able to get to you.
But okay. Stab.
At least we hope.
Yeah, he only did 9, so.
Okay.
So it doesn't go over or exceed your armor, so you don't take any damage. But yeah, that's what that means. That just means it's how much your damage is reduced by. I don't have to roll. I don't have to roll over a 14.
Right.
Gotcha.
I just have to roll over 14 damage, but not the actual ability to hit you. That's always 8.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dang. What the heck?
But oh, he shit. Sees. Yeah, he realizes that for once this didn't work, and it's the guy. Mm-hmm. It's Timothy.
Can I react?
Yeah. What would you like to do?
Grapple him.
Okay. Make a melee unarmed strength roll. He's going to contest it.
9.
He got a 10. So you get, you kind of, he's a slippery little bastard, and he just beat your roll. So
is he running away?
Yeah, he's running down the same alley he came from because his plan of shank and run didn't work.
So. Oh, God.
Yeah. Do we each get a chance to sort of do something in this?
Do the bolos.
Right. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
If you want to try, that would, I would assume, let me actually what the bolos are.
That'd be cool.
Is that the thing where it's like a rope with
yes,
two
things? Yeah. Yes.
You're going to try to throw it at his ankles.
It's like a pirate.
I just need to know what I need to roll for this. Because it's like, it's weird because it's a ranged thing. So is it dex and gun combat?
What would you use to throw
is what you have to roll with.
Oh, it's like throwing a sling.
Yeah.
And say, what would you throw for a grenade?
And it's different than endurance.
It's a skill. Yeah. Athletics.
It just says athletic skill.
Do you have skill in
that? I have one in athletics, but I have E and D, which isn't.
So it would actually, so you would need like, so yeah, you would actually have to have like athletics bolus. So you don't have a penalty at least. Wow. So there's no penalty at the very bare minimum on that, but it will be, we'll make it, what's better for you, strength or dex?
Dex.
Okay, so we'll make it a dex athletics roll then.
Okay.
I feel like that's fitting.
So at least you get those bonuses.
Cool. Should I make it?
Yeah, you got to roll.
Yeah, get them. Get them with the bolas.
I got a 7.
That's not enough.
Oh, okay.
Your balls clatter across the alleyway.
Nice. Damn it.
Shoot him.
Hate when that happens.
Yeah, well, no, at the same time, can I pull out my stunner, which has a range of 10 meters?
Yeah, you got. Yeah, he's still within range. So
just kind of go crackle and just like shock, try to shock him.
That'll be dex gun combat.
It wasn't gun combat, but you said I wouldn't have a penalty.
Well, because it's still an energy weapon, and that falls under gun combat. Okay. So you
just have gun combat slugs, so probably just flat.
Yeah, it's a flat roll.
Okay, so that. All right, that's 7. And you said dex?
Yeah.
7.
Nope, he dodges your force lightning.
Oh my gosh. Squid.
I only have a regular gun, but I will
shoot an arm. Shoot an arm or a leg, not a body.
Yeah, I'll do my best to try to
shoot
him.
You don't get your aiming bonuses, so just because it takes a minor action to do. So
that's for the first thing.
Because it would take another thing to do. So,
right. And that's dex gun cover, right?
Yes.
All right. 13.
Wow.
Hey.
That's what got the bonus.
Finally.
Okay, so that's an extra 5, so you are going to roll damage.
Okay.
So it's ever your gun's damage is.
Yeah, it's high.
Oh.
New gun is strong.
Is this no. Dead or alive?
I mean, how's a 15?
Is that before or after the 5?
The 5?
So because you succeeded by 5.
Oh, add 5 to it?
You add 5 to the damage.
Oh, no.
That's 20?
Is he dead?
Five is 21.
Okay. Well, you did specify you were going for a non-lethal shot.
As best I can.
So, I'm not going to...
Blow his leg off.
Yeah, right?
No, he's not... He still has the limb. But he doesn't have like this part. The kneecap part is just gone.
Oh.
But he ain't running anymore.
Yeah.
Or ever again.
Oh my God! Oh my. Squid. Here I am throwing balls, and you're just blasting limbs off.
I panicked. He tried to kill Aster.
Yeah.
Astrid, excuse me.
You shot his knee out.
We'll take it back. He doesn't have a leg anymore.
Yeah.
He's in one spot because he fell, and then his leg's in another spot.
Oh, my God.
Maybe they can surgically reattach it.
Well, yeah. I walk up.
He will bleed out.
I know. I can run up and medikit and cauterize the wound.
And he is screaming.
We need some
help. Hold him down.
Yeah, I'm holding him down and covering his mouth.
Can I do a medic?
Shut up.
Someone put a belt between his teeth.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, make a medic investigation roll, please.
I do have +3 now with this medikit. Okay, so medic.
The first time you're using
it. What's my skill? Not my skill, my ability I'm using with it?
Education.
I'm education, sorry. Okay, I've got a +5 overall to this, so 9.
Yeah, you stop him from bleeding out, so.
Oh, he needs more medical attention than this, but he's not going to die on the sidewalk.
Okay, can I knock him out? Like, just so he's not. Imagine
he's going to be soon. He's going to
pass out soon on his own. Yeah, eventually the screaming does get quieter, but he is not bleeding out anymore. So he is unconscious, though.
Okay, good.
Because his leg got shot off.
Yeah, that's
save
rough.
The leg. They might be able to do something with that.
Yep.
Who wants to get it?
I'll grab it. It's my fault.
Sling it over your shoulder.
Yeah, just like
thank you, Squidward.
It's like in a distance, though.
Yeah, let's turn him in. Yes.
Yeah.
My bad, guys.
You're the beefiest one. You want to carry him?
Yeah, I'll carry him.
Or we could just call an ambulance. I mean, we don't have to.
No, we're carrying him.
Okay.
No,
we should. Oh, okay.
So what's
really
the plan?
Be jostled.
I'm carrying him to where we need to.
Okay, so you're gonna take him to the police station. You take him to the hospital.
Where do we have to turn
him
in?
Let's take him to the hospital.
I think hospital. Please, let's take him to the hospital.
Okay. Meet us all right. There. Hospital. It is.
Okay. So you guys make it to the hospital.
Astrid's like, where turn him in? Where turn in?
She's like, oh, I didn't get to shoot him.
There's so much blood.
Mungo, there's where so do we blood. Turn in?
Mungo like candy. You guys, you call the police. So you drop Timothy off at the hospital.
we wouldn't leave. We'd stay there to talk to them when they...
Yeah, as a group, we kind of feel bad, right?
I feel really bad. I feel bad as a player.
I feel like that's what you get for stabbing somebody
and
running. No,
he murdered 17 people.
He was trying to up it to 18.
Yeah.
Right.
Shouldn't feel as bad.
So, so the cops show up and they get him in the hospital bed. The staff's like, wow, sir, you did a really good job patching this up. How'd this happen?
Well, you see.
What happened was...
Yes, we apprehended him.
Like, oh, this is that guy. Oh, shit.
See what happened.
He tried to stab
so they
my
were,
friend.
While they're restraining his arms down to, you know, the side of the bed. It's all.
Did he wake up again?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
They're just preemptively restraining him.
He tried to stab a crew member of the Cosmic Orca. That's what happened.
Well, do they know that he killed...
They realize who he is. Yeah, that's why they're restraining him preemptively before he wakes back up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cops show up and they take your story of it all. And they're like, okay, well, thanks, I guess. This guy wasn't worth like a ton of money, but split this 200,000 credits amongst yourselves.
Oh, yeah, this isn't very much.
We will do that. Thank you.
No, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We're just happy that we could get this guy and stop him from hurting anyone else.
Yeah. No, that's you guys did a great job. So, we'll take him from here once they put his leg back on.
So is that 50,000 credits?
50,000 for each of you.
Cool. I'll shoot a quick text to Carl and Anna and be like, mischief managed. We've taken care of the killer. You can rest easy. Thank you so much for your openness and willingness to help us.
Exo Esther.
Dang it, unsent. No.
Too late. Transmission's instant. There ain't no cell delay.
Is there another reason we were at this planet? Or was this just
a gun shopping?
Yeah, we were
gun shopping.
It's the
same
planet.
That was the main reason we came here.
Pretty good. Well, I guess we can head back to the ship.
And find William.
And move over to find Carrie Fineheld.
Yeah, Carrie Fineheld.
Ultimately, we'd like to stop William Sinclair, but we're on the mission of...
Carrie's our lead.
Yes. Following through.
While you guys, when you head out of the hospital, you know, for your job well done, Squid, you get shot.
What?
What's your armor?
7.
No. Okay. So you take 2 points of damage.
You said on the way back to the ship?
Wait. Right outside the hospital. Mm-hmm.
Can I
make a recon intelligence check, please?
Is it like a sniper?
Squid stumbles.
Took a bullet.
Seven.
Okay, so that was going to be enough because this just happened. You were able, like, you can see the trajectory that the bullet, because it got you, you know, here or wherever. So you, like, you kind of eye line, like, how the bullet went in, and you look up, and there is someone on a roof, like a block down the way.
Can I put together my rifle? My sniper rifle?
Well, wait, is there a hospital, like we're in the hospital, right? Is there, like, a foyer, like, you know, like, the double doors?
Yeah.
Outside. All right, let's get back inside.
Real quick. Take cover.
Ow.
Okay. Tell everyone to stay inside.
Yes.
There's a sniper outside.
Yeah. Oh, but there's a sniper right here.
Master, you have now gotten shot at.
Well, we went inside and set the doors.
Well, it was...
We were going in?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was only 3 damage. I rolled 3 ones.
But it did hit.
It did hit, but you don't take any damage.
No, I have 8.
Yeah, your armor's on, so you're fine.
Glancing
out.
As that happens, can I call out my special secret word of cactus?
Yes.
And then my shield goes, whoa.
Yes, Cactus Jack emerges.
Yes. So.
What?
Okay.
Cool.
No, I've painted on little green spines. It's still flat, but my expandable shield is up. My armor is now 16.
It also has the visions of Mick Foley on the front, too.
Oh, we need a word.
You need a word.
I need a word.
That's cool.
Mine will be orca.
Okay.
Right. But no, we're back inside the doors and we're telling everyone to, like, get away from the glass. Mm-hmm. There's a sniper outside.
Yep. And just another shot just, like, plunks the concrete. No one else gets hit. But it's a good thing you got shot in a hospital.
Yeah. If it was going to happen.
There's already a doctor on you, you know.
Okay. Nice.
Patching up your wound. Are you good?
No. I mean, I'll be all right.
Shit.
So
I mean, that's all in character. Like, he shouts no and then he's like, I mean, I'll be all right.
I love it. No, yes.
Can I sniper?
Yeah, you can put it together real quick. And if you want to make so you get it all together, you can zoom in on this guy. Make another intelligence recon check.
7.
Okay. You do notice an emblem.
Crimson Syndicate.
Yes.
Crimson Syndicate on site.
So go ahead and make your Dex Gun Combat slug roll, please. Because you've got him on your sights. He is also...
Did you say Gun Combat Slug?
Yeah. That's what you should have.
I have a rifle.
Well, it's supposed to slug. You can use any slug weapon. So it doesn't have to be rifle specifically.
Gotcha.
It used to be in older editions of Traveler that it was like a specific, like, weapon type, but they just basically made it slug energy. And that's it, I think. But
okay. Gotcha. And I make it's gun combat and what?
Gun combat and dex.
Okay. Ooh.
Nice.
Ooh.
2 sixes.
Wow.
Plus 2.
Okay.
14.
Okay. So, yeah. So that succeeds with an effect of 4.
2.
So you're going to roll your damage.
Okay.
So whatever that is. I think it's, isn't it 5 for that gun?
Yeah, 5D.
So there's more dice over there on the table next to
these two.
Okay, I just need one more. And I got a math.
I know.
18.
Big gun do dirty.
He also succeeded shooting you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was basically...
Because you had to get out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I should have... Okay. Just thought of a cool combo. The
shield me.
Mm-hmm.
So that is also 18 to you. Okay. So...
That's a 4.
4 to your endurance. That's how that goes. So...
You have a little card.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, you hit him. His armor clearly wasn't as good as yours because you can't see him anymore.
Oh, no.
Don't know if he's dead or not, but you definitely, you walloped him real good with your Gauss gun, which I don't know if you read exactly what Gauss weapons are. They actually are pretty quiet guns, too. They don't make a lot of recoil noises. So.
Mm. Oh, I have the X-ray scope on there, too. Does that do anything?
Not at this range.
Yeah.
That's going to be, he's just too far away. So.
Do we...
What the hell was that?
Do we race to that building to try to get up in there and get to the roof?
If only we have climbing equipment readily available.
It probably also has a staircase, which is fascinating.
You're right.
You're always wanting to scale the outside of buildings that have perfectly good staircases.
Why take the stairs when you have a climbing kit?
It's not fast.
If you guys want to...
Have they stopped my bleeding?
Your bleeding has stopped. You still have the wounds, of course, you're not bleeding anymore. I just imagine Astrid, though, just like charging forward, not
caring. I can't like a trail
of blood. Either that or giving us cover while we run.
So at what point does the modifier become negative?
For what?
Oh, it bleeds into your strength or dex.
Yeah.
So once you run out of endurance, that's when it'll start. Okay. So.
I'm at 4, so I'm good. Okay. Still.
You can get shot a couple more times. But so you guys charge your way to the building. You can easily follow Astrid's trail.
Let's go.
It is another apartment building, not the one that what's his name lives in.
Carl.
Can we be cautious, though? I feel like this is...
Anyone who wants to be cautious can be. If anyone wants to throw caution to the wind, they can do that, too.
I am on adrenaline.
Okay.
Sounds all right.
Yeah, I'm cautious as hell.
Okay. So, Asher, if you just want to barge in, like, this one doesn't have a lock on the front, so you just open that door right on up, and you can start storming up the stairs. What is everyone... So, you're going in slowly and cautiously.
Well, I mean, I'm seeing this. I'm like, crap.
What are you two doing?
I was just going to stay with the captain, so if I don't know if you wanted to stay slow, I'd go slow, but if you think we should stick with Astrid, then we can.
I imagine they gave me some like medication for like I don't know, like a quick injection of whatever to
numbing. Numbing. Yes.
Thank you.
Not healing, but just numbing.
I don't feel my pain and I'm just booking it. Sure. That adrenaline's super high. Like
That's fine.
I guess we'll storm the roof.
Let's just go.
Because he's probably not alone.
We're going to say Astrid has a head start on you guys because of her Terminator-like focus currently.
Sure. Yes.
You storm on up the steps. You're like a full 2 flights ahead of them at this point. And you hear the roof door open, and you do hear someone just going, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Oh, no. Can I draw my chainsaw sword?
Oh, my God.
Good God. Meanwhile, I'm here with a bolus in my hand.
And I have a stunner.
You have a static someone's sword out for blood.
I do. I want this guy alive.
You can draw
louder so she can hear you.
I want it. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if she can hear me under the revving of her chainsaw.
It's up to you. You can.
No,
roll.
I hear him.
Okay.
It's like an intimidation thing.
Yeah, you hear the guy go, "Oh fuck! Oh God! No! What?" It's like, back up, back up.
That's what he's saying?
That's what he's saying.
Oh, okay.
Forget it. Let's get up there.
Yeah, you see
him. Drop your weapon.
He is not holding his gun anymore. He is holding his arm. Like, this is where you kind of got him, was like right here. Mm. And it is bleeding all over the place. What do you want to do? He's on the ground, like he couldn't keep walking. Like
I'm holding my sword to his neck.
Is the chain going?
No, it's not going.
Okay.
So it's just like, who does he work for? Who do you work for?
Who does number two
do you work for?
He passes out.
God damn it.
Good thing there's a hospital.
Aster!
Is there anybody else? Are we doing this again?
Yes!
Okay, I can try to stabilize this man.
Is there anybody else up here?
Medic and intelligence. Not currently.
Okay.
Well, that's not as good as last time. That's 9.
That's enough. He's not going to bleed to death, but he's still unconscious.
Oh, God.
Probably for the best.
Can I run up to the roof to see if there's anyone else?
He was by himself on the roof. But you do see a couple of cars rapidly approaching your position. So what would you like to do while you're on the roof?
Crouch down and hide.
Okay.
Excellent. What are the three of you going to do?
I don't know. I've just stabilized this man.
Is his sniper still there?
It's on the... it's there. It fell... Actually, let's see. Hold on. Let's see if it fell onto the ground below or if it fell backward. It fell onto the ground below.
Shoot. Okay.
So. You have your own sniper rifle.
Though. I know. Well, I might as well use theirs. Right.
Tie him up with the bullet.
Untraceable.
With the bullet, yeah.
Yeah, just
tie his hands.
All right, I'll tie his hands with one of my bolas.
Okay, yeah, you can restrain him.
I'm down to two because I forgot to pick up my other one.
Oh no.
What's everyone else doing?
What are we doing? This is the safest thing to nest up here on the top of the building.
I don't know.
It's about to get real war zone up in here.
I start yelling, what are we doing?
It technically is.
Do we want to do like we did on the moon and find a room?
And hide?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, this is a place people live, so.
Right.
Crap.
No, the civilians in danger here, so.
Can we climb and get down the other side of the building?
With my climbing kit?
Not all of us.
We did it in that building. In Zombieland.
This is true.
First.
What do we do, Captain?
First. Are we?
Yes, what are we doing? You and I are in the stairwell. She's on the roof.
Oh, yeah. Let's get on the roof.
All right. We're all gathering on the roof.
Okay. Do we think the cars are bad?
Yes.
Cars?
Absolutely. Okay.
Crimson Syndicate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have a grenade?
I do have a. This is a civilian street.
Okay, you're right. You're right. Should we try and book it? Should we try and go?
We're on the roof. We can block the door and hole up here and try to call the police.
They haven't seen us yet, as far as we know.
Yeah, but they know what.
They know. They're going to check on this guy.
Yeah.
If someone calls the cops.
Yeah, someone can do that. And they're like, we'll be right there. Which they're not that far because
they're
at the hospital.
Now it's just a matter of time of holing up here. Can we block the door?
We can see the hospital from here, right?
Yeah.
There's no other cars heading to the hospital, too, are there?
Well, no, because they don't know anything about the hospital.
Okay, just make sure.
Okay, I want to grab the guy that we tied up and have him with us.
As they're coming out of the cars, can you kill him?
I mean, if that's what you want me to do.
You should do that.
Snipe him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to snipe him.
Good stairs.
So, yeah, with the x-ray whatchamadoodle, they do get close enough. They're close enough to be within that thing's range. So you are able to see, like, the driver, and there's the five passengers in each vehicle.
Jeez.
There are five cars approaching.
Oh, shit.
5 times 5 is 25. Is it?
Oh, they're approaching. They're currently driving toward us right now.
Mm-hmm. Could I like, quickly snipe the drivers of each car?
So it's going to be a separate attack for each one. Just because your gun's not auto fire. So that's pretty much one thing. It's a sniper rifle. But you'll be able to, you can attempt to get all five of them. You have enough time to do that before they get there.
Yeah, then before they stop and the car will go crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we also don't want that car like crashing into somebody's place of business.
No, it's not going to have any control over that. So
that's fair.
So they're still driving.
They're still driving.
Oh.
Do it. Driver, hit the driver.
Commander's orders.
Yeah, commander said so. So, okay. Yes.
So you're going to make a dex gun combat roll.
5 times? Yeah. Or just 1 time?
5 times. I'd be a little broken if I actually only do it once for 5 different targets.
Make sure you're tracking your magazine. What's the magazine on a sniper rifle?
12.
Okay.
9?
Not enough for the first one. Okay.
10.
That's enough for the second one.
11.
That's enough for the third one.
This is really happening. Going up one by 5.
Nope.
11.
Okay, so you got 3 of them. You have to roll your damage, though. So.
Oh, God.
I will say the 1 damage roll for all of them, though, because it is a shit ton of dice to have to roll.
So this is for our damage.
This will
for
be
all
for all of them.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh.
Jeez.
So 27.
Wow. And I'm gonna give you a 3 for the effect since you got 3 of the target. So 30 damage.
Woof.
Wow.
And the way we'll do that, so yeah, all 3 of them, two of the cars do crash into each other. The 2 that you hit, at least, so they crash into themselves, and then the third car just slows down. Doesn't like screen out of control or anything like that. It just slows down and stops. Now the four passengers of those car, well, the one that just slowed down and stopped, the four passengers do get out and they just start hoofing it.
Oh my gosh, guys.
The other two cars, though, those passengers do not get out of the car right away.
Oh my God. Can I snipe the ones that are hoofing it?
Yeah.
Wow. Absolutely.
And there's four of them?
There's four of them. Okay. Now,
that was the whole point of
so what's going to happen, though, because there are still two cars that are functioning, they are going to make it to the building, but you at least take out the foot soldiers. The cops still have 3 minutes to go before they get there.
Oh my God. We got all this. Right. We got this. Okay, I'm going to snipe the four on foot.
I'll let you choose. I mean, you want to conserve your ammo?
I've got 42.
Jeez.
Bullets. You got 42 shots.
And you can still get more.
Do they look like they're just headed inside?
Well, they've just pulled up, so they're about to start heading inside. You've probably got, I'll give you guys, while she's sniping everything, what are the three of you wanting to do?
Do I see the red asterisks? Like, yeah. Are they're clearly, okay. Then, yeah. I mean,
you saw it on the guy that was on the thing, so.
If it's just them in that area, this might be a perfect napalm experience.
We don't want to take the building down, though.
No, just in the street, just down in the street, just like throw it before they come in the
room. All right. Yeah. When they get within range, I'll go ahead and I take one of my five incendiary grenades.
Okay.
And just.
Make sure it's far enough from the base of the building.
Yeah, far enough from the building. Just. Well within range for them. Try to get maximum damage when they're all clustered up.
Okay, so that's what you'll wind up doing. What are the two of you doing?
I mean, there's not really anything to do. I'm just ducking down so that no one can snipe me back.
Squid.
Is there anything up here that's loose or we could barricade the door with?
Yeah, there's like some chairs and stuff you can try to barricade it with.
So like when you say chairs, like, is there like a patio set or something?
It's like metal, like chairs. Yeah. Like folding chairs.
Is there also like a big table with them?
No.
Dang. Okay. Well, yeah, I'll just try to put a chair under the, under the door handle and try to.
There is a cooler on the roof with three beers in it though.
Ooh. You mean there's a cooler on the roof with
four
three
beers
in it?
Huh? Four beers. I meant to say
three beers.
Oh yeah. Okay.
What kind of beer?
Good question.
Space Heineken.
Space-a-kin.
Yes. Yeah, so you guys are on the roof. You got the door. It'll be fine. So what we're going to do, you're sniping the four guys because they're further away. So go ahead and make four more attack rolls.
Okay.
Oh. One is...
Five?
No.
Seven?
No.
Seven?
No.
Nine. It was eight. Sorry.
Eight, yes.
Eight.
Eight, yes. Okay.
13.
Yeah.
Okay, so I hit two.
Yeah, so roll these damages separately because that other one was a pretty good shot. So because one of those damages is going to get a plus five.
+19 for the first one.
Okay, so that guy is... down. You went, you punted. You also have an armor piercing of six, so you actually got through his armor too.
Jeez.
This
will be 25 with your extra plus five for your effects. So yeah, he's dead too.
He gone.
He's the sniper rifle's insane.
Two down.
Yeah,
two
eight. Two out of two, or two out of four.
So. We'll round this up for you, so it's just done. Go ahead and make two more attack rolls for the last two guys.
10.
Okay, that'll hit.
11.
Okay, that also hits. So, yeah, just go ahead and roll your damage. If you roll, like, a really big number, I'll just say you got them both, so.
Okay.
I think she did.
19, 20, 21, 22.
Yeah, they're both gone. We'll just say they're both gone. All right.
Now the two cars.
So the two cars, they pull up, and
I'm gonna take an incendiary grenade.
Okay.
Right and when they pull up.
Athletics.
Try to throw it right in the middle of them.
Sure. Athletics and dex.
8.
So what's going to happen is the door opens up. So it wasn't because you needed a 9.
Okay.
But what's going to happen, though, is one of the doors opens up. And before the guy in one of the cars can get out, the grenade hits the pavement and then just bounces into the car.
just one of the cars.
And then it just goes. Oh. And the grenade goes off inside the vehicle before they can get out.
Oh, no. They're nice. They're dead.
Those
five. But, so now we have to deal
not right with away.
Oh. Yeah, they're burning in yeah. the car.
It's, you just sentence these poor fools to an agonizing death.
Yeah.
It's okay. They're near a hospital.
Then,
no, it's not. I don't think they're going to get there in time.
The remaining five do get out of the car, and they head inside the building.
They make it inside?
They make it inside.
Is there anything up here that we can hide behind?
No, it's a big empty roof.
Jeez.
Think like New York City.
That's okay.
Or the room.
We went from like 25 to 5. That's pretty damn big.
25 to 5, yeah, yeah. And there's only one point of entrance on this roof.
Right.
So they're going to have to funnel through that.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have two shields. We've seen the movie 300.
If they want to make it up here, they got to go through me.
I like it.
Okay, so yeah, you guys draw weapons. You do hear eventually the sound of the door being pounded against. And eventually, you guys are going to get an opportunity to do something here. The door does burst open.
Can we get into formation?
Yeah,
sure.
You guys have
okay, ladies, let's get into formation.
You and I should have our shields and kneel down.
Okay.
And then Squid and Astrid can be behind us. And shoot over our shoulders while we're shooting against the shields.
Sounds should good. I use my?
Does that do anything?
A little phalanx moment.
It'll make them harder targets a little bit, but that's about all it's really going to do. It's going to add to the difficulty to shoot them.
Yeah,
that'll work.
Should I use my pistol or my sniper?
You should use a sniper. Yeah. Huh?
Good.
I was going to say pistol.
Whatever has auto, because you can do the.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, so what's the auto score for the pistol?
The what?
You said you took an auto pistol.
Yeah.
So did you put down its auto score?
I didn't.
Yeah, pull it up.
Or I don't think.
Universal auto.
Oh, auto pistol actually doesn't have an auto score, so never mind.
I don't know.
So that's fine.
Mine, I know my...
Yeah, your gun does.
Magrel pistol does have auto.
So yeah, the door bursts open. You're in your formation. And since Squid, you haven't done anything in a while, we'll have you shoot first.
Sounds good.
So you will get your aim bonus and all that stuff because you pretty much there's only one way in.
Okay.
So would you like to do it as a single shot? Well, actually, no, you have to do a single
shot. Yeah, I have to do a single shot for the bonus.
So you get all your aim bonuses, though. So.
Perfect. Uh, 12.
Yep. Yeah, that first guy in the door, he really fucked up his day. Yeah, go ahead and damage him.
It's not as good on the damage, though. 12 damage.
It's not bad. But he does have armor on, so it does negate most of it. So sure. He's not down. He is uncomfortable.
That's good. They made me uncomfortable, too.
Yes. So, yeah, that is one guy has been dealt 4 damage now.
That does, with the smart tracker, like, mark him, though.
So you get that aim thing like, consistently, right? Okay.
That's cool.
Okay. So, Astrid, if you want to make your shot.
Yes, I do. I was trying to look up the stats for the auto pistol. But I just have it 3d3 damage. Is that all I need to know?
Yeah, auto pistol is 3d minus 3, mm-hmm. So...
A 3D minus 3.
Yeah. So if you want to use your sniper rifle, you can. Like, that's absolutely fine.
I think I'll just do the auto pistol.
Okay. So just roll a gun combat and dex.
6.
Nope. Not enough.
Okay.
Yep.
Here we go. Exactly.
They're coming in. They're able to kind of come out.
Okay.
And They are going to attempt to shoot the two people that are slightly easier to see, but not by much.
And we're holding up shields.
Mm-hmm.
What are the shields? They give you more protection, right? That's like their
plus eight.
Plus eight, yeah.
Jesus.
Also, if they are meleeing me, we can parry with them.
Oh, nice.
So the first shot was going to you, and this person rolled a 13.
That does not get past.
Well, no, that's the attack.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
So that rolled a damn.
Oh, absolutely, yes. It's always over eight.
Nineteen damage.
Oof. So that's three more than my armor. So
that's it.
Three away from my endurance.
It's insane.
Armor super helpful.
I'm gonna try and take it.
Is ready.
This other shot hits you, not nearly as well as it hit him, but we're gonna see how much damage it attempts to do you.
Okay.
Take that 12 damage, sir.
None of
shields are great.
I'm still upset though. It hit.
Can we still shoot over our shields?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Okay, because I'm gonna retort with my snub pistol. Pew pew. That's not gonna do anything. Oh, but you said all of our skills went up by one?
Well, no. You picked a skill to go up by one.
I don't think I would have picked that one. I think I mistakenly said I only have a one in that. I don't have a two. So one plus three is four. Nope.
Not enough. Caitlin.
All right.
What are you doing? You shooting?
How many people are there?
It's five.
There's five.
Only one guy's been wounded.
All right. I'll target one.
Okay.
With my Gauss pistol.
Okay.
Is it dexterity?
Dex and gun combat. Yeah. That's what it'll always be for guns.
Cool. 10.
That'll hit.
Nice.
All right.
It's with an effect of two, so.
Gauss pistol is AP 3.
So it'll pierce the three of their armor.
9.
Okay. Yeah, so that's going to deal. Were you hitting the guy that was already damaged, or are you hitting a new guy?
Already damaged.
Okay, he's down. So only four left now. So two more are going to shoot. This time they're aiming for you two.
Oh, fun.
But it's going to be hard for them to hit because you're being protected. And that bonus is going to bump that up to 10, and I just rolled a 10 against Squid. So.
Shot again.
Even with the shield bonus?
Yeah, because I'm going to bumping it up by 2.
Okay.
So, didn't roll very well in damage, though, technically. 11 damage.
Oof, still hurts.
But your Diplo vest.
Yeah, I got a Diplo and a Protect suit for 7, so.
Okay, so.
Yep, so I'm 10. I'm down to 1 endurance.
Ooh.
Oh.
I swear I wasn't planning on this when I was talking about all that stuff. But
it's exciting.
I wore a suit to a gunfight. Kind of happens.
It's fair. If I'm going to die, I'm going to look good.
Astrid's hard to hit, though. This is going to be hard.
Yeah, but.
Hard to hurt.
That's an 11.
Okay, doesn't. No.
That's just the hit.
Okay. I don't know how it works.
As long as it's above an 8, it hits us.
It's like I forget what I assign to die rolls, and you forget what the protection means.
Yeah. Okay, I'm at a 14.
Okay, so
it
doesn't break your armor.
Okay,
nice.
Now it is back to the two of you. So the guy you shot who had the tracer on him, he's dead.
Okay.
So you can't target him anymore.
Remind me again how the auto works.
So you can either, it'll be an expenditure of, if you do auto and burst fire, you will expend, what's your auto fire? It's 4, right?
Yes.
You will expend 4 bullets, but if you succeed, you will do 4 additional damage to that target.
Okay.
If you do auto fire, you can make 4 attacks, but you'll expend 12 rounds of ammunition to do so.
but there are four people in front of us.
Right. I think I'm going to try that.
Roll
would,
up.
Would that be four separate attacks or just
four separate okay. attacks?
That's. First one is an 8.
That'll hit.
Second one is a 10.
That definitely hits.
Third one is also a 10.
That hits as well.
And the last one is a 7.
That does not
hit. Oh, wait, no, 8.
That does hit.
My bad.
Got all four of them. Okay. And then you're going to roll your damage oh four times now.
Four times damage. All right.
Yep.
Take them out.
First one.
I still get the plus, right, at the end of that?
Well, their first target did not have any effect damage.
Well, you just the 3D plus 3.
3D plus 3, yeah, so you still get that.
So that's 11.
Okay. He is down.
Oh, jeez. 14.
He is very dead.
Okay, this one's more reasonable. 11.
He is still up.
Okay. And, oh shit, 15, no, 16.
Okay, that guy is down.
Okay.
Okay.
You got through his armor. There was one guy did not have very good armor, and then another guy had better armor, so.
Okay.
So there's two left.
You're behind my shield.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's two left. I know it's
only one left.
There's one left.
Oh, it's technically.
Yes, okay. One left, and he's taken good amount of damage.
Yeah, okay.
But no, I think it's to Astrid. From a pew pew?
Yes, you can pew pew.
I'm going to try the pistol again.
Sure.
Okay. 11, 12.
That'll hit with an effect of 4.
So that's 3D minus 3. 7.
He's still up, though.
Oof.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. So it's his last guy. He is braving himself, and he's going to just randomly pick a target. 1, 2, 3, 4. One, Astrid.
Picked the wrong one.
No, it's a good one. She's got the most armor.
Yeah. If they're going to shoot somebody, they should shoot.
Oh, yeah.
And she gets this a plus 2 from his shield. So
rolled 2 6s. Which is not a critical hit. I'm just letting you know that's what
but
I rolled.
It's definitely hitting.
So, yeah, it is a 14 altogether. So, this damage has an effect of 4.
Uh oh. I might actually
hurt
her.
I have a 16 shield. Okay.
Take 23 points of damage.
Am I dead?
Minus 16.
Oh, wait, minus 16.
You're not dead.
But you might 7. Be dipping into some other
right.
words.
I'm going to be dipping into my strength.
Yep. Whew. So now what you're going to have to do is you're going to make a flat endurance roll.
Okay. 4.
You fall unconscious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Okay.
All right.
Astrid, no!
All right, Kaelin, now we get to retort.
Okay. He's just the last one up.
He's the last guy.
I rush toward him with my static blade.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yes.
Make that melee strength roll.
Don't you do that to my gunner.
A 7.
I'm going to give you a plus 2 for rage.
For rage!
So,
I rolled 3d6.
You didn't. You rolled in the middle of 2 dice. If you want to re-roll that again to make sure you roll the right thing, go for it.
It looked like just 2.
I did?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's already one out.
Yeah, you rolled 2 of them, but you hit a third die that was just kind of floating in the middle there. So.
Okay. I will do that again. Okay. I still have a 7.
Still have a 1.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're still fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So roll your damage for your static sword.
5D now?
It is. Static blade is 3D6 plus 2.
Oh.
13.
And an armor pierces enough. But yeah, this guy, you cut into this. You kill him dead with your sword.
Okay.
They're all dead.
I rush over.
Except for the one guy.
Yeah, that was
one. Oh, yeah, with the one that's tied up. Yes, yeah. No, I rush over to Astrid and I want to quickly do a little 1-2 of assess and heal if I can.
So, yeah, make a medic intelligence roll.
Okay, is this my assessment or my healing?
This is your assessment.
Okay, so just a +3. That's 9.
Okay, so yeah, you know what you need to do to stabilize it.
Alright, so I grab my medikit.
I need to pull up healing real quick, because...
It does not explain how I heal, it just says I get +3 to it.
Yeah, give me my strength back.
Well, you'll get it back. You heal, but it's a longer so endurance healing is just done naturally on its own.
Okay.
But when you have taken strength and dex damage, that's when you actually need like a doctor.
Okay, so I'm only like medium hurt.
Books have indexes. All right. Playing first service characteristic points equal, so it actually does of a medic check.
Am I the first member to pass out?
You are.
Yes. Surprisingly.
You took a serious bullet.
So you took the 7 damage that was left over, right?
Yes.
So. Oh, and actually, wait, because you said, so the +2 was to the hit you roll. That wasn't +2 to your protection. So you actually took an additional 2 more points of damage.
Okay.
On top of that. So what characteristic did you reduce down?
I reduced all of my endurance and then I took 5 of my strength.
5 of strength. Okay. Which makes sense because that's your strongest one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you said you rolled a 9?
To assess. But I can also roll my medikit now to try to heal.
Yes, so that's going to be another medic education check this time.
All right, but this is a +3 because of that, so...
Right.
Education is +1, so this is +4. And that 7 + 4 is 11.
Okay. So that is going to heal by an effect of 3.
Yes.
So you are going to heal back 3 of your points.
To strength.
To strength. Strength goes first. So that puts you at 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the good news is, take back you. So that heals you up a little bit. So you're definitely stabilized. You are going. So you're just gonna need extended medical care from here on out. So
good thing we were across the street from a hospital,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
convenient place to get ambushed.
Yeah.
But yeah, these guys are all dead, except the one guy.
Am I conscious? Did I wake up?
No, you do not wake back up yet.
I want to sluggishly drag myself over to these guys and try to see if there's any technology on them that we can hack into it. Kind of learn more about this in a second.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like they were probably just following you guys.
Okay.
Maybe your guests, it's like clearly targeted you guys specifically.
They don't have like a handwritten scribble note.
Yeah, no notes from the Black Hand or anything like that.
Do they have phones or anything that they use to kind of look into
the question? They do, but they are all locked up, so you will have to do some work.
This guy's unconscious. And the guy's unconscious, you said?
Yes.